Accurate weather forecast, going to be partly cloudy. We will have a high today of about 83. It was an attention-grabbing ruling today from the U.S. Supreme Court, which shoots down a Texas law regarding abortion clinics. The story from Bob Costantini.
The Supreme Court may be ideologically divided 4-4 on most issues, but in this particular case, Justice Stephen Breyer cast the deciding vote and even wrote the majority opinion in a 5-3 ruling that Texas's abortion law is unconstitutional and violates what was established in Roe versus Wade, the right of a woman to have an abortion, with Breyer and the other justices agreeing that the law appears to have been put in place just to close clinics. Bob Costantini at the Supreme Court.
First District Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan hoping that the financial markets will settle down this week after the vote by Great Britain to pull out of the European Union.
I believe that it was a bit of a surprise and a shock to the global financial system, and therefore you're seeing this kind of reaction. That reaction is not surprising to me. I do believe that the reaction will be processed and things should settle down. People want self-government. They want sovereignty. They want self-determination. And I can't say that I would feel differently if I were a citizen of Great Britain when you have people from other countries regulating your country, writing your laws. It's so foreign for us as Americans to even think about the concept.
Fears are that the vote could lead to an economic downturn in Great Britain. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial averages are down about 325 points. The average is right now just over 17,000. Speaker Ryan, by the way, also maintaining he has not given much thought to what he hopes to accomplish in leading the Republican National Convention July the 18th, though he did say he hopes everything will be transparent and that the rules are followed. Gasoline prices, they have been on the decline in Wisconsin of late, despite an indefinite shutdown of the only pipeline sending fuel from Milwaukee to Green Bay to serve the northern part of the state and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. AAA putting the average price in the state at $2.40, which is down 6 cents from last week and 37 cents lower than a year ago. Madison, the lowest average price at $2.24, Green Bay showing the highest price at $2.48. Well, now that summer is here and the road construction and vacation seasons are both underway, Sergeant David Harvey with the Wisconsin State Patrol says all travelers really need to be alert, especially in the construction zones. You got to heed the warnings because there have been so many crashes and injuries and even deaths in these zones every year now.
While the workers in the zone are certainly vulnerable, the majority of work zone fatalities are motor vehicle drivers and passengers. So we put a strong emphasis on work zone safety. They can be dangerous places for construction workers and motorists passing through. That's one reason why fines are doubled in work zones. The best thing a driver can do is to be patient, alert, and to make sure everyone in the vehicle is buckled up.
More than 2,400 work zone crashes last year, 12 dead, nearly 950 injured. And in Madison, 6 boaters rescued after a 7th swam to shore to alert authorities about their vessel having overturned on Lake Monona. The 6 were given help early Sunday morning by the Dane County Sheriff's Department, the DNR, and other agencies. 3 of the 6 in the water hanging onto the boat. 3 others, including a 10-year-old, were on top of it. Nobody got hurt. And take note, it is National Sunglasses Day to remind you that sunglasses are not just a fashion statement. They do protect the eyes from the sun's UV rays. Years of exposure to those rays can cause eyelid cancer and cataracts. A large piece of meat is blamed for the choking death of a 73-year-old man at Greek Fest in Racine. Medical examiner Mike Payne says that Wayne Stauffenbell was unconscious by the time first responders got there Saturday evening. Bystanders had attempted the Heimlich maneuver unsuccessfully. Even though paramedics did manage to get the blockage out of the man's throat, Stauffenbell died shortly after 8 p.m. at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Hospital. Hales Corners police investigating the drowning death of an 81-year-old man at a pool Sunday evening. Officers called to South 92nd Street and Wildflower Court about a man face down in the pool. It's undetermined at this point if a medical condition may have factored into that situation. 2 motorcyclists hit deer in separate Wisconsin accidents, one of them in Caledonia, which left the operator with what the medical examiner says were non-survivable injuries. This was about 10 p.m. Saturday at Highway V and Stephanie Way. The victim, said to have been a man in his 30s, found conscious but not responsive. It prompted a call immediately to Flight for Life to go to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints, pick up that victim, and take him up to Frederick. The other motorcycle deer crash was in Clayton, Wisconsin. The other motorcycle deer accident in Clayton, Wisconsin, the operator with head and shoulder injuries. In both cases, law enforcement point out, the victims were not wearing helmets. The Wilson Center for the Arts Board in Brookfield announcing today that one-time TV news reporter and County Executive Communications Director Lynn Sprangers will become the President and Chief Executive Officer August 1st. The Wilson Center hosts and presents performing and visual artists and offers a variety of arts education programs. After leaving the county back in 2000, Sprangers joined the Milwaukee Brewers, most recently was VP of Communication and Community Engagement at Mount Mary University. The Humble Home Store on Main Street in downtown Racine going to be closing July the 15th after 5 years there. The home furnishings and consignment store has been owned by sisters Marge and Kathy Cuja, along with Carrie Castillo. The announcement made on the store's Facebook page. The post reading, reasons cited for the store closing include a prominent for sale sign for the building posted in one of the store's windows, resulting in decreased sales by up to 50%, plus reduced traffic during the spring when visitors and sales usually go up after a slow winter. Among the agenda items tonight for meetings in the area, the Village of Caledonia's Community Development Authority agenda. That'll focus on a logo for purposes of branding and marketing. The Finance and Personnel Committee and the City of Racine may finally give its blessing to a proposed school safety partnership between Racine Unified and the Police Department.
Before we can, of course, make a decision, we will need, of course, the financial aspect, the legal documentation that you're going to put forth, and also, of course, some type of operating process.
That's Alderman Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the committee a couple of weeks ago. The initiative to have officers in the schools, overseen by a PD command staff officer, and finally allow the sharing of information for use in police strategy. And the Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight is to vote on a contract for reconstructing Oaks Road, consider assessments for reconstructing Green Hays Avenue, and a closed session to talk about the finance director position, followed by a return to open session if any action is needed. The Finance Committee for the Northwest Racine County Village of Waterford had supported a move to amend the contract for trash and recycling with John's Disposal beginning next year to go with bulk pickup on a designated day. That recommendation, though, was rejected by the full Village Board earlier this month because it would cost almost $6,700 extra. MyRacineCounty.com says the discussion about pickup of items like refrigerators and humidifiers and furniture got tabled for the time being due to the cost, but it could be resurrected at any point in the future. Bulky waste used to be accepted at the Waterford Public Works Department. It was discontinued, though, in 2010 due to the cost and what was labeled logistical reasons. And former Minnesota Vikings quarterback Tavares Jackson accused of pointing a gun at a woman in Florida. He allegedly got drunk, began to yell at the woman at a vacation home near Kissimmee. He then reportedly pulled out the weapon from a backpack and pointed it in her direction. Federal charges filed against a man from Racine. He allegedly sold phony tickets on Craigslist to Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NBA, college football, and World Series games. 36-year-old Nicholas Spranger alleged to have used 14 email accounts for the fake ticket sales and required payment through PayPal or Western Union. Then authorities said that he would make up several reasons why the tickets had not arrived. In addition, he is accused of forging notes from doctors to say that he had cancer, trying to avoid prosecution. With the big 4th of July weekend about to unfold across Wisconsin, AAA notes that 3 out of 4 drivers, based on their survey, believe that hands-free technology with their vehicle is safe to use. But the agency says not always. Nick Jarmus is Public Affairs Director for AAA Wisconsin. He says distraction continues to be the big concern, and it comes at 3 levels: visual distraction, manual distraction, also cognitive distraction.
Cognitive is really the most dangerous, and these, you know, hands-free technologies still leave you engaging in a cognitive distraction, even though they let you keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
The study categorized radio tuning as a level 1 distraction, talking on a phone, that's level 2, texting or emailing, level 3, and one hands-free and eyes-free system, Apple Siri, that rated a level 4 distraction. Officials at the troubled Lincoln Hill School for Boys prison did not properly oversee more than 24 rape and sexual assault investigations that was required by federal law. One prison leader admitted to ignorance of even the basic details about the facility's system to root out the abuse. Rick Peterson demoted back in February, the investigation showing he wasn't able to correctly identify who on his staff was trained to investigate the allegations. Nearly $1 out of every 6 of income in Wisconsin ended up in bank accounts for the top 1% of earners. That's according to the Center on Wisconsin Strategy and Wisconsin Budget Project. Their report says the income disparity between the haves and the have-nots, it rivals the separation at the time of the Great Depression. The center's associate director, Laura Dresser, says that gap continues to grow, but it's not really a case of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
What we find, I think, is that the poor are holding steady and the rich are getting a lot richer. And the closer you are to the very top of the income distribution, the more that that's true.
She maintains policymakers need to adopt a new way of thinking about things to improve the situation. Mention the name Bob Lutch and you think St. Catharines boys basketball, but this coming season we'll have somebody else on the sidelines as the 72-year-old one-time student has decided to call it a career. 2 years ago, Lutch was almost forced to leave, but for a community uprising against an unpopular move by the school president at the time in reference to a student's eligibility.
I went to my review, which I never had in 48 years, but the new president, he wanted everybody to have reviews, which was, you know, to me is ridiculous. If you got a problem, all my ADs that I had great ADs, John McGuire and Tom Scheller and Jeff Tarkowski and Chuck Wood. If we had a problem, we would sit down and talk about it. But this guy, you know, he wrote me up.
Lutch retires with 661 wins, but to him, John McGuire, for whom he played and who coached for him, was the best in Wisconsin. But he also believes the kids really pretty much the same.
He knew how to work with players. I mean, because I played for him for 3 years. And then, when you're a coach and sometimes you get on the kids or something like that, you got to know how to take care of it after practice. You know, you go down in the locker room and you go over and say, hey, you'd have a good day. Now, tomorrow's another day.
WRJN Sports play-by-play man Dick Graceffa says Bob Lutch was a great X's and O's coach.
I call games where if you based it on the 10 boys that were on the floor, and you'd say, well, that other team's got more talent, but he'd find a way. You know, he'd find a way to out-coach the other guy and get the victory. So I think that's what really made him a good coach.
You may get to hear Bob Lutch doing a little color work on WRJN high school basketball games this fall, saying that the two he worked this past year were fun. U.S. Supreme Court striking down a restrictive abortion law in Texas, a 5-3 ruling, the law prompting a dramatic reduction in the number of abortion clinics in the Lone Star State. And Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump growing, according to the Washington Post and ABC News poll that's out today. The presumptive Democratic nominee leading Trump 51% to 39%. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.